Greetings, my peeps, and welcome to the All Things Basketball Podcast with your boy GD. In this episode, I'll be doing my WNBA midseason awards, and also the All-Star selections are in for the WNBA. We'll talk about that as well. So we'll get into it. So just sit back and relax and enjoy the show. Okay, guys, it's your boy GD back with the All Things Basketball with GD podcast. And guys, we have reached the midpoint of the WNBA season. We are at that midpoint, so I felt it's time to give out those awards who I think so far deserves awards and so forth. So we'll talk about that. And the All-Star selections are official, guys. Lot of surprises, and well, we'll just talk about everything. With that being said, let's get right into it. We will begin with the midseason awards. Right now, I'll start with coach. Right now, for me, it has to be Cheryl Reeve with the Minnesota Lynx. What she's doing out there in Minnesota with that team, having them atop of the West, above the likes of a Las Vegas Aces, also the Seattle Storm that's been coming on as of late. She has them on top in that conference. And of course, they're led by Nafisa Collier, who's their go-to player. You also have Kayla McBride. I call her Kayla McBuckets. And she's having a fantastic season over there. Courtney Williams, guys. Seems like everywhere she goes, she produces and the team wins, with the mild exception of last year with Chicago. But she's a player that knows how to run the offense, and she has that mid-range shot too, man. So you have her there. You have others like Bridget Carlton. She's over there. Natisha Heidelman. Also, you have Dorka Juhas, Elisa Peely. I like to see her in the game more, but you hope to get a Diamond Miller back. So this team, very underrated, but Coach Reeve has been getting those girls going. So you have to give major kudos to Cheryl Reeve over there, that's for sure. My runner-up would be Noel Quinn for the Seattle Storm, who seem like they're back on the map now, thanks to the additions they made with Onyeka Nwumike and, of course, Skylar Diggins-Smith. And, of course, you get contributions from Jewel Lloyd and Jordan Horston. She's starting to come around. This is her sophomore season, so she's starting to look good. And, of course, you have the defensive presence of Ezzy McBegor. Noel Quinn doing a great job over there, melding that team together and having them amongst the top teams in the West. And then, of course, Sandy Brondello. You have to talk about her being a candidate. Right now, her team has the best record in the W for the New York Liberty, and seem like they're revved to go to make a deep run in these playoffs. Of course, you know, she has Stewie there. You have Jonquel Jones, Sabrina Ionescu. Also, Banaji Laney Hamilton. She's over there, two-way player, doing her thing. And then you finally got Courtney Vandersloot back. She was dealing with some issues off the court, namely her mom being ill and eventually passing. So Sandy Brondello is another worthy candidate of that. But I think when the dust settles, I think it'll end up being Cheryl Reeve. If form holds, we'll see. Sixth player of the year. Now, this one, as of this moment, I think is Channing Carter for the Chicago Sky. But I think that could change because it seems like she's now getting in the starting lineup. And if she ends up starting the rest of the way, this could change things a little bit. But right now, I have Carter, the leader in the clubhouse. But watch out for Tiffany Hayes of the Las Vegas Aces, who looks like a wonderful fit over there for that team. And then Benny for the Indiana Fever. She's been playing well coming off the bench for them. She played a 4-5, but she's been invaluable to that team. So I think one of these two can creep into the conversation if Carter ends up being a starter the rest of the way. So keep an eye on that. Then we'll talk about most improved player. I think, beyond a shadow of a doubt, guys, I think it's DeJounte Carrington, guys. She has transformed from a bench player who contribute, somebody who I thought should have got sixth player of the year last year, but she should get most improved player for this year. Her numbers are up, her defense is way up, and she's just been so valuable for that Connecticut Sun team. So DeJounte Carrington, someone I feel should be most improved player in the W. Runners up, Chinedu Carter. I mentioned her. I think she'll have something to say in this race. And someone I thought would be amongst the top three. We'll see what happens when she comes back. Maddie Segrist for the Dallas Wings, guys. She was having a very nice season for them. She was starting, in fact. And then she suffered the finger injury. So she's going to be out indefinitely. You will hope to see her after the Olympic break. Satu Sabali, she's recovering from that shoulder injury herself. So you hope to get her back for the Dallas Wings. And boy, do they need it because they're struggling right now. So for me, it's Carrington for most improved player. Defensive player of the year. This is a tough one, guys, but I'm going to go with a player. Yeah, I'll go with Ezzie Magpagor of the Seattle Storm. She's leading the league in blocks, guys. She's just a defensive presence for them, a stabilizer in the middle, if you will, for that Seattle Storm team. And I think Magpagor should get it, but we know how this voting can go. She's in the mix for that as well. So I think it should be Ezzie Magpagor. Then you have runners up like Nafisha Collier. She's been looking good on the defensive end. And Breonna Stewart, she's always a terror on defense. You can always make a case for Asia Wilson as well. But I think at the end of the day, Magpagor, because of her numbers, if they take that into consideration, she should get defensive player of the year. Rookie of the year. Oh boy. Well, let's get it out the way. I think as far as runners up go, I think Rekia Jackson, I think she's going to make some noise down the stretch now that you don't have Cameron Brink in the mix. So she's going to have to step up her game. And I think she will in the latter half of the season. Another player I think could step up, Leah Edwards for the Washington Mystics. I think you could see her numbers bump up towards the second half. But I think it's a two-horse race between Caitlin Clark of the Indiana Fever and Angel Reese of the Chicago Sky. Caitlin, she's putting up historic numbers as far as her numbers across the board, scoring, rebounds, and assists. And then Angel Reese, she's just breaking records for rookies, double-doubles. She's on 11 and counting. So I think, and actually Monty McNutt said this, if there's an even number of voters, I think it could be split down the middle, thus having a co-rookie of the year. I'm putting it out there, guys. So if they continue on their pace, down the stretch, I think it could be a where you have a shared award between these two ladies here and their impact as rookies. So going out on a limb, but I say it could be a split award this go around. Finally, MVP. I think I won't say she was done an injustice last year. I thought the voting should have been more in her favor, but Aja Wilson, how can you not say it with what she's doing now? Leading the league in scoring, also second in rebounds to Angel Reese, and just putting up these type of numbers that the league has not seen. So Aja Wilson, I think, ends up getting the most valuable player when all is said and done. But she's my most valuable player at the midpoint. Of course, you can make a case for Nafisha Collier and what she's doing over there for the Lynx. Of course, Breonna Stewart, she's always in the conversation. And then Alyssa Thomas, you know, she remains in the conversation with what she does for that Sun team over there in Connecticut. But I think at the end of the day, Aja Wilson will get the award. All right, guys, so that is your mid-season awards. Now let's talk about All-Star selections. So we know they have the format this year, guys. Team USA versus the Team WNBA. So to rehash, I'll tell you who's on Team USA, guys. Nafisha Collier, I'm doing it in alphabetical order, by the way. Nafisha Collier, I just mentioned her having a fabulous season. This is her fourth appearance in the All-Star game. Kalia Copper and what she's doing over there for the Phoenix Mercury, among the top five in scoring and just being an absolute dog over there. Kalia Copper in her fourth All-Star game. Chelsea Gray, she's the point guard, of course, the point guard, or how they call it. She's making her sixth All-Star appearance playing for Team USA. Brittany Griner playing in her ninth All-Star game from the Phoenix Mercury. A lot of people kept saying, oh, why is she on and not Caitlin on? Brittany Griner, first of all, you're not going to replace a guard, a center with a guard. That's just lunacy. So get that thought out your head. And then you have the people saying, oh, she don't, you know, so why pick somebody who hates our country? Here's the question I always throw back at them when they say that nonsense. If she hates the country as you say she does, why does the select team keep inviting her? Riddle me that. But that's a story for another day. But Brittany Griner, she makes the All-Star game her ninth appearance. The second most, by the way, of all these players. Sabrina Ionescu of the New York Liberty, making her third appearance in the All-Star game. And we know what she did All-Star weekend last year, how she obliterated the record for three-point shots made in that contest. So Sabrina Ionescu playing in her third. Jewel Lloyd of the Seattle Storm playing in her sixth All-Star game. Of course, one of the valued pieces over there for the Storm. Kelsey Plum, who's been on a tear as of late, she's making her third All-Star appearance for the Las Vegas Aces. Breonna Stewart, of course, Stewie in her sixth All-Star appearance for the New York Liberty. Diana Taurasi of the Phoenix Mercury. Of course, you know, people say, oh, she's too old, she shouldn't be going. She has valued experience, guys, and she has gas in the tanks. Diana Taurasi making her 11th All-Star appearance, making her the elder stateswoman, if you will, of those in this All-Star game. Alyssa Thomas of the Connecticut Sun. You heard me talk about her just a minute ago, making her fifth appearance in the All-Star game. AJ Wilson, of course, Las Vegas Aces, making her sixth appearance there. And Jackie Young, who I call the Silent Assassin. She's making her third appearance in the All-Star game, and she plays for the Las Vegas Aces as well. So that is your Team USA, guys. Now let us turn our attention to Team WNBA. A lot of surprises here, guys, but I'll go through each of them. For the Connecticut Sun, Dawana Bonner making her sixth appearance in an All-Star game. Aaliyah Boston, who we saw last year as a rookie, get selected. She's making her second appearance for the Indiana Fever. Caitlin Clark, guys, actually the leading vote getter. She makes her first appearance in an All-Star game as a rookie. Alyssa Gray of the Atlanta Dream. Guys, this is a player that flies under the radar. She's so good. Such a fantastic guard for that team. And she makes her second appearance. She made her first last year when she began playing for the Atlanta Dream. And yet, here she is again, making the All-Star team. De'Erica Hamley. I was happy to see this selection, guys, for the Los Angeles Sparks, making her third appearance in the All-Star game. She's come a long way, guys, from being with the Las Vegas Aces. Then she comes to the Sparks. She was just coming off of maternity leave, so she was trying to get her game back in that regard. This season, she's been absolutely a terror for that Sparks club. And she makes her third appearance in the All-Star game. Breonna Jones, another player I was pleased to see make the All-Star team. Remember last year, guys, she had that awful ACL tear in her knee. She was actually poised to make the All-Star team last year until she sustained that injury. But this year, she's come back. She looks like her old self, and she gets selected to the team WNBA, and this is her third time playing in the All-Star game. Jonquel Jones of the New York Liberty, who I thought got snubbed last year. I thought she should have got consideration, but remember, she had the slow start that kind of hindered her. But she's playing well now, guys, and she makes her fifth appearance in the All-Star game playing for the New York Liberty. Kayla McBride, she makes it, guys, for the Minnesota Lynx. And this is her fourth appearance in an All-Star game. Kelsey Mitchell of the Indiana Fever. She makes her second appearance. Remember last year, guys, was her first. Now she's back making her second appearance in an All-Star game. Arika Ogunbowale, of course, for the Dallas Wings, their material star over there. She makes her fourth appearance in the All-Star game. Nneka Awumake, making her ninth, tying her with Brittany Griner for the second most for the Seattle Storm. She's back in the All-Star game, guys. And then last but not least, Angel Reese, guys. She makes it for the Chicago Sky. This is her first appearance, obviously. She's the rookie, leading the league in rebounding. Offensive rebounds, you know what she's doing in that regard. And she's the fifth in the fan voting. So Angel Reese making the All-Star game. So, guys, that is your team WNBA. She just sustained a foot injury last night, so we'll see the prognosis with that. Hopefully it's nothing serious. And so she will be going up against her teammate, Kayla McBride, in these games. Dawana Bonner versus Alyssa Thomas, not only two teammates squaring off, but also fiance versus fiance in this one, guys. So this should be quite interesting in that regard. Aaliyah Boston, of course, the younger player from the University of South Carolina, going against the elder player, Aja Wilson. I'm sure she wouldn't be happy being called elder, but Aja Wilson, also from South Carolina, from that university over there. So they go up against each other. Also, too, you have De'Erica Hamby going against her former team, the Aces, a bunch of them over there, about four to be exact, playing for Team USA. So you have that dynamic there. Breonna Stewart versus Jonquel Jones. She actually talked about it just the other day after the game, how Jonquel is so deserving of getting this selection and how it's going to be fun going against Jonquel in a game. They haven't done that in a little while now. So that'll be one matchup I'll be kind of looking at. Arike Ogunbowale versus Jewel Lloyd. You know that's always a battle, no matter what. Those two going at each other. It seems like they had one of the highest scoring games between opposing players last year. So it'll be fun to see them in this game. This one is kind of on the low. Kayla McBride, I know I mentioned it, versus her teammate, Mephisha Collier, but McBride versus the Plum Dog, Kelsey Plum. These are ladies that can hoist it up from deep. So that'll be an intriguing matchup. And then lastly, for me, guys, it's not a matchup, but it's a team up, if you will. Angel Reese on the same team with Caitlin Clark. Now, a lot of people, and you see it on social media, the wars going on between the two camps, if you will. I appreciate both of them. I like both of their game. So I look forward to seeing them on the same team. Perhaps Caitlin with her passing in the post to Angel Reese. I know it'll upset a certain portion of the Caitlin crew, but it makes for entertaining talk, of course. And you know something? I hope they get to hang out a little bit and kind of get to know each other, to be honest with you. Because that'll drive such a wedge into these crazed fans who want to have them opposing each other. So I hope they do get to hang out, being that they are the rookies on the team. They don't really know too many others, but they know each other. They know each other from competition. So I hope something springs out of that. We'll see. But I know the haters of Angel will be up in arms that day. And the people who ridicule Caitlin for turnovers and so forth, they'll be in their feelings, but get over it and put it aside come July 20th in Phoenix, Arizona. Oh, by the way, your boy GD will be in the building. That's now the hottest ticket in town. So your boy will be there to cover it and possibly talk to some of the folks over there. I'm trying to get some folks on this show, man. So we'll see what happens. But definitely be trying to rub elbows and see what's what out there in Phoenix. Looking forward to that. So with that said, that's it, guys, for this show. Just wanted to do this quick one about the midseason awards and the All-Star selections in the WNBA. Next, guys, I will be talking about free agency in the NBA, all of the changes thus far. I'll probably go team by team in doing so with that. A lot to talk about in that regard, guys. So it'll be much longer than this one, I'm sure. But nonetheless, I thank you for listening, guys. As always, much appreciated. You know where to go. all things basketball with GD.com is the website. That's where you can find me, all the episodes there. Of course, my support buttons are there, guys. Support this show. Your boy is going out there to Phoenix. My support buttons, PayPal, you can hit that. Also, buy me a coffee. You can support me that way. And I got a Spotify button that's also a support button as well. Cash App, $GD, that sports dude. Again, on Cash App, $GD, that sports dude. I'll be there as well. So like the videos when you see them and comment, you know, whether good or bad, we'll take them. Hopefully good. Keep it good, guys. Keep it, you know, keep it civil. All right. Also, social media. I'm there as well. TikTok, I make the shorts over there. Instagram, I'm heavy there. Facebook, I'm there. Twitter, X, you know the deal with that. All right, guys, so that's it. I thank you for listening as always, and we'll talk soon. Take care.